She made me say entertainment host. So that's why I said entertainment host.
Yeah,
no,
I like it.
We got Miss O. She's a beautiful model, a stylist, and CEO of Paris K LLC. She came to take over Tuesday night. Welcome, Miss O.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, it's so, and she even said it. Thank you guys for having me. We're gonna talk about celibacy. Yay!
We got another guest, but she doesn't want to be on the camera.
Oh, well, she's in our studio audience.
Yeah,
can we shout her out, or we can't do it?
We got someone in the studio audience, guys. And look,
we got a couple people in the studio audience.
Okay.
Yay! A couple folks. So we got to talk about, is celibacy the new trend? But first, again, we're so excited. Because we do have new sponsors for the show, and we know we love them. This is Chrysalis for Wealth, financially secure, responsibly insure, credit tax-wise. You can find out more about them at Chrysalis Paws, which is chrysalispaws.com, or cpawinsurance.com. Their number is 703-765-2076 or 301-341-1001. 501, Chrysalis for Wealth. Don't we love them, JC?
Yes,
we love our sponsors.
Like
it's a Chrysalis. It sounds sexy for a non-sexy topic. So JB, I got to start off with my question. Are you ready for my? I always have a question for you.
Yeah, but we want to let your guest answer it tonight.
Okay. So when I say celibacy, Miss O, what is the first word that comes to your mind?
No sex.
See how disappointed everybody is. She said no sex. She was like,
No sex.
So we have a letter that JB, would you like to read the letter, or do you need me to? Because are your fans, are they waiting for you to?
Well, my fans are waiting for me here because.
Wow, must be nice to have fans.
Somebody messed with the internet.
So, you know, okay, great. So, dear Connect the City, I am a 28-year-old. I'm 28 years old, and I'm in a relationship with a guy who is 30 years old.
Yes.
I am happy with him. He treats me like a queen, but the problem is he wants physical intimacy every time he sees me, and I don't want it unless we're married, and I keep expressing it to him. This is really becoming a problem for both of us, and I don't know what to do anymore. Sign, please help.
Me.
Now, see, I would have said sign.
Please help.
Is celibacy the new trend? Because according to the Huffington Post, it is amongst like millennials.
Yes. Yes. Why do you think so? Is it the diseases or what do you think?
Well, the millennials I know are just I can't say that word. Okay. They are. What's the millennial word for us, studio? I was going to say the F word, but humping, is that the new word, studio? What is it? Can you say it? What's the new millennial word for it? You're a millennial.
No, that's old.
Okay.
Yeah, we're old.
The comments about that Miss O is saying is not necessarily comments.
So the
young people, I think, are just sexing like crazy, but it's a new trend and they're not doing it. So some of the trends or some of the reasons why they might be celibate is their religion doesn't match with their sexuality, JD. What do you think about that?
So I'm thinking, it doesn't seem like it has anything to do with religion anymore.
Uh-huh.
Really? Do you think?
Those are one of the reasons.
Because, you know, some of the things that I was reading, it's like, it's about respecting yourself. It's not even really about the moral side as much as it is about your self-esteem and, you know, just wanting to understand that why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? I think that it's the old saying.
Well, I drink lactose-free milk. Well, we have a caller in the studio right now. Caller with the last four digits and is 8311. Caller, may we have your name?
Julia.
Julia. How are you, lady?
Hey, I'm fine. How you doing?
Wonderful. Please say hello to our beautiful, beautiful co-host, guest co-host for the night, entertainment host, Miss O.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm wonderful.
Good.
So, are you a millennial, Miss Julia?
I guess you can say that. I'm kind of right on the very end.
You're on the tail. You're on the tail. She's on the tail end. Oh my gosh, I love it. JB's going to give some. I'm going to give some. Miss O can give some and give her opinion. One of the reasons we said that people are going celibate is because of their religion. But the second reason was if they had bad sexual experiences. Thank God. I had a couple, but that was a long time ago.
How many is the couple?
Let's talk about it. Let's talk
about it.
It wasn't about me. I'm like, look, who taught you? Did you go to the sex academy? Like, what is going on?
So, Julie, what do you think? What do you think of the really. Let's just be downright raw about it. I mean, not wrong. Just
no, no, no. Whose child is that? Okay.
Let's not keep it raw.
Oh,
they're not keeping it raw.
Y'all funny. So, my thoughts on it is, I think absence has to, like, I mean, I was listening to, I can't remember who said, you know, religion and maybe just, I mean, you know, just because of self-dignity, but also because, too, I mean, there's so many different diseases and you know, like, nobody's trying to die for sex.
Listen, that's the truth.
You know?
Right.
You know, well, I mean, for the most part,
so I mean,
you know, HIV AIDS is an epidemic.
Yes, it is.
So,
I got a cure for it, though.
Yeah, right.
Let's correct that. Donald Trump said, oh, in the next 10 years, we'll have the cure, but look what he did. Like, he fired the whole HIV team. Like,
did
okay,
he?
How? Yes, he did. The whole HIV.
That's your
because they were the
I did not
team.
Know that.
Like, so how you so how you going to do that? Like, I don't. I mean, you know, and that's hearsay. That's what you hear is going to happen. But as of for right now, like, people are still dying every day because of it. So that's
why
they're
celibate.
Exactly.
JD,
do you think
part of it, though, is that a lot of women are tired of giving away their goods and then just being left, you know, moving on to the next one to get their goods and the next one and just keeps going on?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely do feel like that, too. I feel like, I think that a lot of women, especially once you get older, once you get past the age of 25, it's like, okay, I don't want to keep sleeping around with people. You know, you have to.
Yeah, and then it goes right to 40 after that. We got to take right after 40, you get your
goods.
You get your good. No, you get it. You get the goods in. You just get it in all day long. And then about 42, 43. Get it in good.
25.
We will be. We will be right back. Guys, we have got
Thank
to take
you.
A break.
You're
on with, see, I want you to see if you
Hold
love
on,
this.
Julia.
Hold on, Julia.
Right
you're
down.
On with Connect the Sexless City.
Uh-huh.
I made that up. Did you love it?
Sexless City.
Did you love
that?
It? We'll be right host it with the mostest.
And this is the real JD Jones, your co-host with the mostest.
just hate it. I just hate it. I'm sorry. I can't do it. We have the very, very sexy Miss O joining us at the table tonight. Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me.
So far we've just been talking about the reasons why people are being celibate. I say celibate, you know, celibate, and it's such a dry, lonely time. But do you think that the fact that they had a bad sexual experience, Ms. O, is a really good reason that maybe some people, not even just the millennials, are not having sex?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, I don't think it has.
I'm gonna give you a couple of telephone numbers of some guys, and I know that's really sucking bad. Okay.
No. I'm not saying they haven't had horrible experiences. I think all of us have, but I don't think that's the reason for them to become celibate. But I think it's more so, in my opinion, I think it's more so because, like I think the caller said that you know, people kind of get to a point, especially women, but then there are also men mm-hmm. get to a point where they're like, listen. They whether want something more solid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it takes a lot when you're constantly giving yourself sexually to different people. Like if you're mm-hmm. dating and you're not in anything solid and you're dating this person and dating that person and you have sex with this one and you have sex with this person and that person, I mean, you know, it takes a lot. Like you're taking on all these different people's energy.
Mm-hmm.
And actually I feel like your soul and your spirit kind of gets to the point where it's just tired and you mm-hmm. get exhausted with that whole, you know, exchange of sexual energy.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of like, all right, unless it's something that I'm not saying I'm in a relationship, but I feel like it's something that has the potential to grow into a relationship,
right.
You're kind of like, I'm just going to chill for a while.
You just go chill out for
yeah,
a while.
You're just going to kind of chill for a while. I don't think it has to do – I mean, I think there may be some when it comes down to religion, but I think for the most part,
mm-hmm.
people who do that have kind of said, all right, I kind of want to just save myself for someone that I feel is worthy.
Right. JV, and we were talking about the religion, JV, but it's also spirituality because I feel like
yes.
I do know a few women that they are over 40, but they were like, look, God, take this desire away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know someone that said it's been 2 years, she's not even thought about it. And it's, you know, when you tell people that, it's like, oh, bull crap, she's lying. And that's not the truth. She just has not thought about it. She just wanted to wait.
Yeah, and when you're tired, you're tired.
At this, you tired, nobody gets the box, right?
That's
it's
it.
The box. It's all the box. Okay, God.
That's
treasure box. Treasure box. We have a caller. We have a caller real quick, JD.
Okay.
Last 4 digits of 0643. Calling your own with Connect the City. May we have your name?
Hi, it's Monica Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Hi, ladies. How are you? How y'all doing?
Why are you so
we
funny?
We already know
what you have to say.
Oh, me?
Yes.
This is about celibacy. I am not trying to be about that life. I'm sorry, but it's just forced upon me right now.
It is forced. JV, what is the third reason?
Well,
third
I
and
have
fourth
a question
reason
for the two of you, Julia and Monica. What is the first word that comes to mind when someone says celibacy?
Right off script, though.
I'm sorry, you asked what was the first word that comes to mind when people say they're celibate?
When someone says to you or mentions celibacy, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? You don't curse them out, do you?
No. Do you? I'm just trying to. I'm just not trying to do it. It's just something that's happened to me, you know, in the last whatever. So whatever you want to do is fine with me. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I don't care what you do.
What if a man says he wants to be celibate to you? That's when you really be like,
yes.
Does that send up a red flag?
A man that I'm trying to date?
Yes.
I would have a discussion with him about his reasons why and how long is this going to last and are you pulling this towards marriage? Are we discussing that? But if it's going to be long-term and we're not going towards marriage, where that time frame is going to end, then I don't see the point moving forward.
Okay. Julia, what do you think about that real quick? If a man said to you, wow, I want to be celibate.
That's fine. That's fine with me. But I feel like her, I definitely would like to know why. Like, you know, what are your reasons? Like, are you celibate because something wrong with you? Or, you know, are you celibate because
it don't work?
I'm just saying. I just want to know. That's all. You know, but
so you just
no, I
it don't work. It's a little limpy. It's a little limpy.
Is it sick? Is it sick or
oh.
what?
Wait a minute, you're just like, excuse me, hello.
Then look.
You said
so,
something wrong with it. Just JB, what are there's some other reasons I think we can go through quickly.
So well, I'm going to go ahead and read the meaning of celibacy. It's the state of voluntarily being unmarried, sexually abstinent, or both, usually for religious reasons. Mm-hmm. It is often in association with the role of a religious official or devotee. So basically, ladies, if y'all are not married, you should be celibate. That's it.
Yes, ladies, shame on you. Well, right to hell with gasoline draws on if you have sex.
Exactly.
And it's going to be a whole lot of other people there with us.
Okay.
We should have we're going to do
it. Once in hell, won't be as lonely.
Okay. And you know that, right? Well, you know what they say. Sin is the sin. So one over the other doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, I still have a problem with that. The Bible, Lord Jesus, don't be mad at me. All right, JB, what would be some of the other things you think?
I think we need to go ahead and involve our guests.
Just want to be
co-host.
Just don't want to do it, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So they were saying a little bit like Ms. O, that they were waiting for marriage. I don't think one of the biggest things is that they want to focus on other things. What do you think about that one?
What do you mean, focus on?
They want to focus, it's forced upon me, but I want to focus on other things. Other things are way more important than sex right now. I'm so sorry. I said that. It hurt me to say it. Did you see? I had to stop. But it's not that important at this moment.
I mean, if that's the case, they must be having a lot of random sex.
What?
Because, I mean, when you think, okay, so think about it. Okay, so think about it.
Kids, I'm not having random sex.
Just think about it. Okay, for you to say, I'm going to focus on other things besides having sex, that means you must be having a nice amount of sex because you normally have sex, you know, you might have sex on in the evening or you might have it on once or twice.
Can I disagree?
I
disagree.
Hold on one second.
I can understand what you're saying, but because, especially if you're dating someone, like, let me tell you, sex changes things. It changes feelings, changes your thought process about certain things. And if you take sex out the equation, the relationship can be different. You can grow differently, you know, and sex is just not a part of it. And I sometimes I think that's the best way to do it. Like, no sex because you don't have to feel like, oh, is this person liking me because it is, or is this the case? Like, you know that he's mentally, you know, stimulated by me and not physically.
And attractive.
You know, like, exactly. Exactly.
Well, can I interject? This is Monica.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not in a relationship. I'm not dating anybody. And I'm so busy thinking about not having sex that I can't get anything else done.
Oh, wow.
Anybody else relate to that?
Yes, man. Amen. Let the church say amen. Literally.
We want to be honest with this. It's like, damn, I got sex. I feel like a 16-year-old boy. I got sex in the brain all the time.
Every day, all day.
Oh, wow.
Every day, all
day. Oh, wow.
Day.
All day.
Well, maybe you might just need to do it so that you can get it off your
body. Well, I can't sell it, can't give it away. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get somebody in there, and they acting like what? Yeah.
So
it's sad. It's sad. It's sad. I admit it's sad.
So why is it? I have beautiful ladies on the line. I have beautiful ladies at this table, and nobody is really saying the real reason of other things. And other things is that for me, I feel like as Black women, it's much harder for us to, in business, we have to do so much extra as Black women to do what we need to do. And sex kind of changes things, like Julia said, and it's just disruptive. So if I focus on my work and get things done and settle for whatever I have to settle for, like my family, I need to do this, that, and the third,
right.
I don't got time to be, you know, having no sex.
Worrying about trying to please nobody else.
Worrying about trying to please nobody. And let me get my life together. Let me get my life together. Let me get the things that I do. Let me secure this bag.
Right.
And then it's not hard to get sex for a woman. I mean, we can all go out here and. So we'll.
I wouldn't say that.
We always say that, but that's not true, really.
Julia,
but you want somebody that's worthy.
Right.
You know.
Go ahead.
I want somebody at least that I like.
Yeah, exactly.
That I know past their first name and maybe their last. I mean, it's really not that easy. Yeah, if I want to have
random
sex with just some guy in the restaurant, I probably could. But is that what I want to do? No.
Do not we all have a
is that exactly? Will that really like? That's not going to toot your whistle, honey.
No.
Say that one more time.
Ladies, we have a gentleman.
I said that's not
going to
toot your whistle.
No.
Julia. We have a gentleman in our audience that wants to ask the question. So, y'all, let's see what he has to say.
Okay, sir, we're ready.
How about this? I think what she asked me, the name day rule, the name day will ever say somebody shoot up his neck at the name day. The other his neck at the name day, he ain't for you.
Okay,
so the 90-day rule.
The 90-day rule.
Yes.
So what y'all think about that? That's
not doing it.
Back to the, what's the name of the movie that I love?
The one that just was
Face Like a Man. So what do y'all think about that, ladies? That so you're not talking about being celibate, period. You're just talking about celibacy for a certain period of time.
After 9 days, you know, y'all connecting that. If y'all connecting that, hey, go back.
Right, but for a person that's celibate, that if I'm celibate and I finally get a man, I'm sorry. I'm jumping his bones. Every day. Yes, sir. Let's go. Sex all day. Okay, and there's always another. Because I'm celibate. And then, like Monica. But I understand the 90-day rule.
The gentlemen in our audience said, ladies and everybody, gentlemen, y'all need to practice the 90-day rule. And you got 90 days.
So 90
well,
days.
I
can do 90 days to find my husband. I can do 90 days to find my husband. I was just playing, but I mean,
I disagree. Like, there's no rule. There's no rule to relationships and to. It's just like there's no rule, there's no handbook for raising kids. There's no handbook there. It's case by case. You can't just like you don't have a set standard when a patient comes in and you treat them a certain kind of way. No, you treat everybody case by case.
Okay.
Some people don't get some people need 6 months. Some people may need a year. Some people may you never know. That's love at first sight. You can't have rules and set. If I don't do this, I don't do that. Then guess what? You'll be disappointed. Just like some people say, if I'm not married in a year, I'm not doing this. Or if I'm not, you can't go off life trying to set standards like that. It doesn't work like that.
Okay, so we have to take a quick break, guys, and we will be right back.
So when we come back, we're going to have some more questions.
We got some more questions. You're on with
the I have a dream. That's all I need. Make it happen with some work and belief. Know what I want, so I'll take it on. I'll make mistakes, but mistakes make you strong. Let's break it down for a minute. I want the crown, I'm gon' get it. You hear me loud, man, I'm winning. Yeah, Charlie Sheen will be grinning. These ladies know that I'm sinning, and this is just the beginning. I'm closing in the night, getting there ain't no point in resisting. Living life like a dream, live it right back to me. Every night, got a team, I've been tied to the scene. Out on stage, here on screen, okay, it's a dream. And I pray, I can see one day, it'd be me. If I want it, then I get it. Head down, don't regret it. Push myself to the limit. If I play it, then I win it. I'm just saying, I'm just living for today, for a minute. I don't say, I don't give it, have no shame, I admit it. They're looking up to me. They want the best of me now. Best of me now. Best of me now. Best of me. They want the best of me now. Best of me now. Best of me now. Best of me. I'm
I got nothing to prove. Staying motivated, teaching others what to do. I'm saying fuck it.
Welcome back. You're on with Connect the City. I am Millie in the City, your hostess with the most.
And I am the real JV Jones, the hostess with the most. The co-hostess with the most. The co-hostess.
I just can't stand you. Oh, we are back. We have the beautiful entertainment host, Miss O. She's an actor. She's a model. She's an executive. She's a president. You're just everything. Yes,
thank you.
We see you
here
in the audience, looking
thank
at her,
for
like
having me again.
We love it. We're really excited to get you on the show, and so we're talking about celibacy. Why did you want to talk about this subject? Because I think Miss O, you're into like spiritual vibes and things of that nature. I see you doing your yoga, and it's all about self love and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Is this issue close to your heart?
I mean, for me, when I was single, I don't know if I really want to consider it being celibate, but I definitely was not having sex. I wasn't thinking about it. It was, you know, for me, when I'm single, I can go and not even think about it. I'm focused
right.
on work,
right.
everything else. Yeah. But I, you know, once I did start my spiritual journey, I mean, I did come to realize that, you know, what I mentioned before as far as the energy, the sexual energy
yes.
that you pass on from person to person that you take on
that's
from different
thing.
People that you sleep with is real. So for me, that alone, I mean, of course, the diseases, but that alone for me is enough for me to say when I'm cleansing myself and I'm resetting myself and I'm being balanced as far as my own person, my own soul, I'm really mindful of who I am laying down with, because that means that if I take on their energy, I have to now cleanse myself of that. I have to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that to stay with me. So imagine if that's one person. Imagine
mm-hmm.
if I'm doing that with multiple partners.
Yeah.
So, it definitely is.
To bounce off of that, we have people with different personalities
yeah.
too, and
mm-hmm.
you know, you have an angry person. And
mm-hmm.
person.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So all of
yeah.
Yeah. Taking in
you're taking
and
it all. Yeah.
And deal with.
It's
so,
real.
Yeah.
I personally believe that it's real.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that when I'm in a relationship, you know, or when I'm, you know, getting to know a person, after it's been a certain amount of time that I do feel as though they're interested in me, like
mm-hmm.
you know, this is something that I could see us growing.
Right.
That I need to know. I gotta know.
You gotta know if it's good.
I gotta know if it's good or not. Because I'm sorry. The sexual chemistry to me is just as important
mm-hmm.
as the other chemistry that goes on in our relationship. And
mm-hmm.
I can't commit to you and be in a relationship with you if we're not sexual compatible.
Gotcha.
I cannot.
So
well,
those who wait for marriage is SOL if it's not good.
I mean, I've seen it. But I mean,
you've seen it happen?
Yes. I've seen
okay.
it happen to where the woman or the man wasn't satisfied with the sex after the marriage. But then I think it also depends on how you view sex. Like
mm-hmm.
if sex is really high on your list,
mm-hmm.
that's something that you really might consider. I mean, if you're the type of person where you're like, oh, well, sex, I have it, we have it, we don't have it, I don't care as long as he's providing, taking care of me, then that's something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know that that is something that's really high on your list,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
as it is mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't.
And you know, another thing too, because when you're celibate throughout a dating process and then you get married, you don't, I mean, I would think you probably talk about these kind of things too, but if you're a type of person that one likes all, the other one doesn't,
it's a lot
one
of
likes,
yeah.
you know, toss and salad, the other one doesn't.
Oh, my.
You know, but
okay.
I'm just saying.
You can always tell that person and toss it the salad.
I'm just saying.
I wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready. Yeah, but
no one believes you now.
No, but the point is that these are the kind of things that
true.
A lot of people do.
It's true.
And I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, I really thought somebody was talking about
it. I was tossing
the
salad. I was so stupid.
Weren't
you?
I would be
like,
that.
Oh, that's some ranch.
And they said, oh, wow, where
yeah.
have I been?
And they had a song about it, and I had truffle butter, and really,
oh,
because I'm my parents are very educated, I there is a truffle butter. When I was singing it, they were
I have no idea what that is. But anyway,
it's very nasty, but that's not the point.
Anyway, whatever the case, that's the kind of thing that if you're celibate and then you get married and they're expecting certain things to go on, you're like, I'm not doing that.
Well, people aren't talking. I think I'm saying they're not communicating because literally I had a conversation with a person who said that he was very, very affectionate. He is very affectionate. I am the opposite of that. Not sure if that would work. I would try. But
you're the opposite of affection.
I don't do that. Yeah, I'm good. Okay. All right, we don't need to cuddle. We don't need to hold hands in public. I would try, but we don't need to do all that. And he is very, very affectionate. And now I have to rethink a little bit. Can I deal with that?
Well, what about the people that say they are that way, and then you get married, they're not?
He's that way.
So you have some people that claim
they're
everything that you say you like until you marry them.
This is true.
But anyway, that's
a whole nother show.
So listen, my folks on the phone and out there in radio land, we have different reasons why a person chooses to be celibate, but this particular one was pretty interesting. They're getting over a breakup. A post-breakup celibacy period seems to be as common as a post-breakup sex binge. For some people, healing from a breakup requires taking sex out of their lives for a bit, for a lifetime, whichever, before they dive back into the dating scene. It's like a dooming period.
A dooming period? You on fire tonight.
Do me, babe. So what y'all think about that, ladies, Monica and Julia? Do you agree that, you know, a lot of times that celibacy is definitely after a hard breakup?
Well, if you're not taking some kind of reset break in between relationships, you really need to rethink your life because you really need a reset. You need a do-over.
Right.
So, take some time, whatever that time may be. Hopefully it's more than 5 hours because it takes you to find somebody to then start dating and having sex with. So, take a little break. You don't have to call it a celibacy period. Just call it I'm in between relationships, right? I'm in between partners, whatever. Take some time to reset, definitely.
I call it a born-again virgin.
That's a
born-again virgin.
Omika said reset.
Yeah.
Reset.
What about you, Julia?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, celibacy, I don't feel like it's just because, I just broke up with someone and I don't have anyone right now. It's a practice. It's a lifestyle. So if that's what you're going to do, then that's what you're doing. I feel like it is. If you just happen to be like that because you got your heart broken, then, no, you're taking a break.
Right.
Because you don't – but when you make a decision to this is something, a way of life that I want, this is what I want to do, then – that's a lifestyle.
Okay.
But how long does that lifestyle have to last?
It can last.
I didn't get your name.
I mean, depending on what's going on in your life. I mean, it can be until if you get married or if you find someone who you feel like this is the person you want to be with.
Until you
it's not a going in the all thing. It's not an on and off thing. It's
I'm
celibate today. Then next week I find, I got a guy and I'm doing it. Then I'm going back. I'm celibate. No, it's not a turn off and a turn on.
So before we go to the last reason and some tips, because we'll go to Millie's Moments and JB's Thoughts, some tips on how to stay celibate. What about you got your girlfriends and the common comment is the best way to get over a man is to get under another one.
Well, that's the way men think.
So you say men say they want to get under another man? You tried it. You're just on fire tonight. No, but, I mean, your girlfriend's like, girl, you need to find a new man. All you need to do is get under another man and you'll be fine. You ain't never heard that?
That's called rebound.
Just my friend. So what? Rebound sex is more ways. Well, one of the last reasons were, and I've heard this word once, so I'm not sure if I really like the word, but it's called if they're asexual. Miss O, have you ever heard of this word?
No. I have to be honest with you, I haven't.
Well, the asexual has been gaining more attention recently as folks realize that not wanting to have sex for some people actually more than just a choice, but their sexual identity. Some people who are asexual are also aromantic. You know, they're just doing the whole aromantic. Which means they have no interest in romantic relationships either, but others are just interested in romance but not sex. So if you're interested in, you know, in learning more, you can definitely hop over to the Asexual Visibility and Education Network. I will not personally visit that site myself, but, I mean, you know, we want to help our listeners.
Sounds a little kinky.
No more than kinky than tossing the salad, baby. Okay, and giving away the
Make
cookies.
Make sure it's low calorie.
What? You are on fire. Is it Miss O?
I'm thinking so.
It's got to be Miss O.
I think that my vibes are like.
Can you transfer show? We gonna call Rip Monday night and be like, look, she ain't coming back.
Going over there.
You need no dress.
What?
Wow.
Do you need whipped cream? Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is a show. It is kid friendly.
Don't pay us no mind.
So, you know, JD, I'm having a moment. You know, I'm always having a moment. But I did want to know whether there's some tips that I could, these tips suck, but we want to help our listeners have some tips on how to stay celibate. And what they were saying is use a firm voice that shows you're serious when saying no. So you can't be like, no, stop it. No, get away from it. Don't suck on that breath.
Like you do.
Of course not.
Julia.
Right, Julia. Look,
yeah.
No.
Julia, because when we're talking about a celibate lifestyle, are we talking where is that line? Is it just on penetration? Are you taking out intimacy completely, or are you just taking out the sexual act of penetration?
Such a good thing.
What does that really mean?
It's just penetration. You
yeah.
are on. What is?
I mean,
because
the whole sexual, the whole process,
yeah.
We already know, it's all involved. I mean, the closer you get is physical contact is a kiss. That's
mm-hmm.
celibacy.
That's it.
Yeah, but kissing
you get a kiss.
Yeah.
On the cheek.
Yeah,
you get a smooches.
And you
okay.
can meet some harass. And,
have,
yeah.
you had a, have you ever had a real good, okay, let's go to the next one. And so this, Ms. O, I want to know what you think about this one, because it says if the other tries to break up with you, let them. A real relationship isn't based on sex. What do you think about that?
100%.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely.
So it's just saying don't have sex with someone just because they want to, you know, make a choice and
exactly.
have sex on your own terms when you're ready. So those are some
mm-hmm.
of the things that you could do. I just say stay away from the porn. Wow. Really? Do not watch. Oh, God. My children are watching. Be ashamed of yourself.
Oh,
I don't watch. I don't watch.
Hell, it's on TV right now.
What is porn? I have no idea what that is. It's awful.
It's on HBO. What do you mean?
Oh, you mean those taxi? Never mind. I didn't see that. I'm just kidding. Not the taxi confession.
Real fact.
Real fact. JD. We have JD's thoughts, of course, but we also want to ask Omega what she thinks. JD, your thoughts are.
We haven't finished.
Yeah, we have. We have.
Oh, we have.
Yep. Yeah, it's 7:44.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know why my voice goes up. It's so annoying.
I was liking that last one. I didn't think you
What last one was that, JB? Let's go to the script. What happened? With scripted reality show. What's going on with the script?
Okay.
I said it all.
Don't have sex because someone wants you.
Yeah, I already did that one.
Your
I did that.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh,
we're not paying attention.
You didn't say it well enough.
I didn't because we're at 7:44.
Oh, don't worry about it. If we run over, join us on YouTube.com.
She gonna get in trouble for that one. You're not gonna, our producer is not a nice producer.
So look,
hour.
I'm gonna give you. Anybody on the phone has any comments before I give you the real JB Jones thought? No? Okay, great.
She was waiting for y'all to say
something. I couldn't even take a breath.
Right.
I was just going to give you a chance to say something before I lay,
briefly.
Lay into everybody.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
No.
Okay, no?
Okay, great.
Watch what she says. Condom.
So, for me, I'm just going to say this, that I get tired of stuff being trendy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like either you're doing it because that's what you want to do and that's what you need to do for yourself, or you just don't want to get no DD, HIV,
just do
all
it.
The B's and the C's and and well, what's another initial for some of
you? I forgot about BB.
The H. So anyway, you know, I mean,
oh God, you are on fire.
Whatever it is,
you the
know,
C. I,
yeah, the
oh,
C.
Oh, ooh,
the C
that's
too.
A nasty
okay,
one.
Great. So you know that's
she is
that's
doing
why I'm
the dramatic.
It's all about, you know, do it because you feel like it's important to you in your life, not because, oh, this month we're being celibate or this year we're being celibate. No, mm-hmm. It's a lifestyle. And if you're going to do it, stick to it. I am so sick and tired of people.
Uh-oh.
Today they're celibate. Tomorrow they're back to not being celibate.
Uh-huh.
The next year, I think I'm going to be celibate next year.
Ooh.
And on and on and on. You know, you've got people, they just can't make up their mind about nothing. So guess what? The real J.B. Jones is make up your mind and stick to it. And that's my thought.
Y'all going to be dry. Ridiculous. just dry. Mess with her, you'll be dry. Right. But, Ms. O, briefly, what are your thoughts about what we spoke about tonight?
I have to agree with J.B. I mean, I think that it has to be a decision that you're making for yourself. You know, I think that, as you said, I mean, it can be a trend. It can be something that you're like, oh, well, everyone's doing this. This is something I'm going to do, because it's definitely not something you're going to stick with if it's not something that you want to do. And I also think that you have to be really, really real with yourself about whether,
exactly.
Number one, you can really do it and it's sustainable. And, like, number two, like, your real reasons behind doing it. Like, you know, are you wanting to start over? Like,
mm-hmm.
What are your real reasons?
Right.
And again, you have to honestly be real with yourself, because that's something that's not an easy thing to do. I mean,
it's not easy.
I think it's easy when you're by yourself, but once you start dating and you really like that person,
mm-hmm.
and the chemistry is there, I think that where it may become a lot more difficult to remain.
Well, so if you see me and I'm mad all the time, which I'm mad all the time, you know why, but do you, can you just take a few seconds to answer the letter about the 28-year-old that's in a relationship, and he kind of just wants to have sex all the time. Every time he sees her, she wants to wait till marriage, and it seems like a problem. What should she do? What advice do you have for her, Ms. O?
I mean, I think that's kind of hard. I think it's a situation where if she really does not want to have sex with him,
mm-hmm.
you know, it may be a situation where she just has to lean back. She just really might have to just put her foot down and say, listen, you know, if you really want marriage and you really want to be with me and married
mm-hmm.
to me, this is where I stand as far as I'm celibate,
mm-hmm.
and this is what I want to do, this is what I'm doing for myself.
Right.
And if he really loves her, really wants to be with her, and sees her as his wife, then
mm-hmm.
he will honor that.
Right.
I think if he doesn't, still keeps pressing her or makes her feel bad, then those are definitely red flags, in my opinion. So
mm-hmm.
she has
okay.
to stand her ground if that's genuinely what she wants. And if she's just doing that because she just wants to make sure she gets the ring, meaning like she just wants to make sure she gets married and not give him the goodies.
Yeah.
And once
right.
she gets
right.
the goodies, he might take off running and not actually marry her. Then that's not
yeah,
that's
no.
not good.
I love it.
No.
So it is time, thank you so much, Ms. O, it is time for our favorite, well, my favorite, everybody's favorite, I think, time of the show, the hashtag I can and cannot, hashtag I can, topics. So, JB, I just want to say RIP to T.I.'s sister. I'm still upset about that. Loved her in every way. Mm-hmm. So we want to say a big RIP to her.
Yes.
She was just the light of everything. And if people don't know her, mm-hmm. T.I.'s sister was part of the T.I. and the family hustle. But if I'm correct, and from what I saw and what he said, she is the backbone of that family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She was. Well, she was.
Right.
And she did everything. He's got like 85. He's got like 85,000 kids. Okay, I'm just kidding. But no, but she did everything.
Yeah.
She babysit it. What Tiny was on them. She did mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. So we want to say a big RIP to her
family. Good family does.
Right.
Well, we don't have a lot of time, JD. Do you want to mention the next guy, or should I? I love this guy, and I'm waiting for the story to play out a little bit more. So do you want to mention his name?
You know, I'm going to say it, but I know everybody in the world has been talking about this story. So we're going to give Jesse the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you so much.
Jesse Smollett. Sorry if I'm messing up your last name.
Call us.
Not
her.
Call
us. Call
we would love to hear your story on Connected City. Call us, Jesse.
I mean, I love him. I just don't think it's.
Just,
I just don't think
just
he
so
did all of it. And it's still coming out.
Hashtag
yeah.
I can't, but hashtag hopefully it's not what everybody thinks.
Right? So, you know, your boyfriend and lover.
Okay.
just bailed his little narrow ass. Oops, sorry. We're somewhere not supposed to be talking, saying those words, but just bailed his narrow behind out of jail. 100,000. Your boy, y'all, Kelly. Hashtag, I can't. He sucks.
Yeah, that's what I thought she was talking
about.
Forgot all about that? Mad at him for that. I'm just mad about... Ain't he fun? Okay, not R. Kelly. We're talking about... Go ahead and talk about your boy, Tristan.
I can't with R.
You can't with R, and I can't with Tristan Thomas.
And Bill Cosby is having the time of his life, guys, in jail.
Hashtag, I can. Bill, you do it, okay? You do it, okay? Love it. I love it. He's having a ball. He's going to be in jail. He might as well have fun.
May as well.
Don't you agree? But, you know, I'm so – that's just so rude, sir. He likes to drop the soap with the – oh, he doesn't like – oh, he doesn't like the men.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's so too bad.
I'm just thinking that nobody's messing with him. He's just telling jokes and having a good old time.
Did you say he was selling pudding pops?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. What's the written Monday night number? I'm going to call them right now.
Real quick before we go off the air, we just want to say thank you to the DMD's Inspire Awards for last Saturday. We were nominated for 3 awards.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank you so much for
you got nothing to say about that, JB?
Being a part of that event.
Right.
Even though,
Don't do it.
I was told
we
I
didn't
need
win.
To be nice tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be nice tonight.
Yes, it's about our brand. Okay. We don't want to tick anybody off.
All right, great.
So,
back to the sponsor.
Well, after this, we'll get some cold chicken and rice.
Okay. But we'll make sure there's chicken on the plate.
Oh, wow. Okay, so don't forget to advertise with Connect the City. Send us an email at connectthecityradio@gmail.com or hit us up on Facebook. Again, we were so excited to have this very sexy, very talented.
Yes.
And so JD's going to
pay
some quick bills.
Yeah, we're going to pay some quick bills. Not About Me Ministry.
Oh, wow. You're funny.
Every Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. at 3106 Branch Avenue, Temple Hills, Maryland. And also, when you're looking for the best in entertainment, go to DCNITELIFE.com for all your entertainment needs.
Love it. You know what? I feel like the format for this show, you know, it's, you know, the person who does it just really is not going to do it anymore. You don't follow the script.
That's why we call it Connecting the City.
We're being sponsored by Chrysalis for Wealth, financially secure, responsibly insured, tax-wise. You can find out more about them at Chrysalis, CHRYALIS.com or CPAWinsurance.com. Their number is 703-765-2000. 2076 or 301-341-1001. We're also being sponsored by Lunch Maybe Dinner. It's a special dating app for singles that have no sex. No, I'm kidding. that is celibate. I'm kidding. There's different edges and edgy and promises to deliver just lunch and maybe dinner. That's lunchmaybedinner.com. You can sign up for free today. It is in the, not the app store, but it's in the Play Store right now, soon to be in the app store. Oh, what a show, what a show, what a show.
Ladies, thank y'all so much.
Thank you, ladies.
We appreciate it.
And the one gentleman.
His eyes are starring. You've got to see Miss O. Go back and look on Connect the City Shameless Club on Facebook. And I wish you could just see him looking at just Miss O like she is a snack. You know, so that just means if we can bring out more audience members, just Miss O is just going to have to come back every week. Yes.
No, but thank you guys so much for having me. I always try to get home and listen to you guys, so it's exciting to actually be
She'd be on dates and stuff, and she'd be like, oh, my God, I was on a date, and I didn't listen.
But I always try to listen. I do.
You do always try to listen. We thank you for taking the time out of your busy executive sexy duties to come to the Connect the City show.
No, I had a great time.
And guys, if y'all have any topics that you would like for us to discuss, hit us up at connectthecityradio@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on Facebook page.
Connect the City, Connect the City group. We are everywhere. We're on Instagram on Connect the City.
You can
follow
also
us.
Advertise.
You can advertise.
Yes.
We need you. We have sponsors.
Yes.
We're famous now. We got sponsors. Nobody else has sponsors. Yeah, they do. We need more sponsors. I love it. So you guys join us next week for the month of March. We're celebrating authors. You know, we're going to do the infamous March Madness. March Madness starts March 17th.
Oh, is it? I thought it started earlier. Is it
17th? I like the younger men, so I follow it very closely.
17.
I'm just playing.
That's someone's birthday.
Who's? Well, if you don't say who the person is,
is that someone's birthday?
Yes, that's my birthday.
Oh!
How about that?
Are you going down North Carolina for the games?
No, not doing that.
I got you.
So maybe we could get you to broadcast live.
She could be our correspondent. Let nobody can go to the games. I got you.
Right.
We're celebrating authors. We're going to be doing the March Madness.
Okay.
What else did we say? We're doing? We're doing so much this for the month of March.
There'll probably be more sex.
Less.
You know what they say, sex sales.
Yes, there's going to be more sex. You're right. We're doing a show on sex. We're gonna tick a couple people off with the, you know, Willie Lynch syndrome. But I digress. Somebody told me that, and I, you know, what else? And you know, we're gonna get some cooking done.
Yeah.
I talked to Chef blah 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 today, and we are going to have some cooking.
Oh, actually, I have someone that specializes in certain foods being great sexually and romantic.
What is good? It's Miss O. Guys, we are out of here. I am Millie in the City, your hostess with the mostest, and we are out of here. Pretty deuces, guys.
Bye.